Stark, this is dictating on Ronald Langman. Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Langman, L-A-N-G-M-A-N, L as in Lancy, L-A-N-G-M-A-N. Dear birth, 4-18-42. Date of visit, date of visit is 5-7-26. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. O'Donnell is O, apostrophe, D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Ronald Langman for pulmonary evaluation. Next, here's present illness. This is a 83-year-old male. I'm sorry, 83-year-old male who has had a previous history of COVID-19 infection in December of 25. Was treated for pneumonia and was in rehab for more than 3 weeks. The patient was initially on oxygen but subsequently weaned off oxygen and has had persistent coughing spells and shortness of breath with activity, period. The patient also has had few falls and was treated for a laceration of the right forearm, which was sutured. In April 26, the patient was also found to be hypotensive and had a complete cardiac evaluation and has been treated for atrial fibrillation, but presently off amiodarone due to side effects, and he takes an aspirin daily. He has had some weight loss and he had a CT of his abdomen done on 4/5/26, at which time the lower lung fields demonstrated capacities and mild pleural fluid in the dependent portions, as well as cardiomegaly. And the CT of the chest also demonstrated atelectatic changes in the lung bases. And a 3 millimeter nodule in the left lower lobe. And a non-calcified nodule in the right lung field. And no significant effusions, period. The severe coronary artery calcifications and there was no evidence of pulmonary emboli. Next paragraph. The ancestry of the patient's past history includes history of coronary artery disease, history of chronic anemia, and history of degenerative disc disease with spinal stenosis, and a history for ventricular arrhythmias, and hypertension and hyperlipidemia. He has a history of depression. And surgery also includes rotator cuff repair and a repair of a femoral fracture on the left leg and lithotripsy for kidney stones, period. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and next paragraph, family history, father died of heart disease, the mother died of kidney failure. Next paragraph, habits, the patient denies smoking and he has used alcohol in the past but not presently. Next, system review, the patient has had weight loss, loss of appetite, he has glaucoma, he has no vertigo, hoarseness, he has shortness of breath and coughing spells, no abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, no diarrhea, he has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations, no depression or anxiety. He has joint pains, muscle aches. He has no seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities, no skin rash, no itching. And he has some dizzy attacks. And no urinary frequency, burning, or hematuria. Next, med list included atorvastatin, 20 milligrams HS. Duloxetine 60 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, and Ambien 10 milligrams HS as needed. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly male, alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing or peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 64, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 142, saturation 96. HE and ear non-stalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, upper no bruise, mild venous distension, trachea midline. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered crackles at lung bases with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart. Heart sends irregular S1 and S2. I'm sorry. Heart sends irregular S1 and S2 with no murmur and no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor distance. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next, paragraph, impression number one. Number one is chronic dyspnea with bibasilar atelectasis. And number two is atrial fibrillation. And number three, history of COVID-19 infection with pneumonia. Number four is acute hypoxic respiratory failure resolved. And number six is pulmonary fibrosis. Let's see. And number seven is ataxia. With frequent falls. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. Also get a CT chest in 1 month to evaluate the low lung densities. And the patient will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs. TIDPR and he will I'm sorry, he does not require any oxygen at the present time. And will benefit from physical therapy and muscle strengthening exercises. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. O apostrophe D O N N E L L D O. Thank you. This is Dr. Souza.